France's state of emergency following last year's Paris terrorist attacks is still in force. That includes house arrest and warrantless searches. This week, French lawmakers are debating whether to amend the Constitution to make some of those emergency measures permanent. And it added this: convicted terrorists who hold dual citizenship would be stripped of their French citizenship. That is controversial, but generally the French support the tougher laws. And for more, we reached historian and political analyst Nicole Baccaron in Paris. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the citizenship proposal. It is controversial enough that the justice minister quit last week in protest. What is likely to happen in France's legislature, the National Assembly?
Well, I think the government isn't going to give up on this because it's a symbol. It's a way of expressing anger. But what they are going to be able to push through is pretty much an empty shell. Stripping people of their citizenship is already a possibility in the law. It's pointless on the issue of terror. I mean, people who are going to blow themselves up don't care about their passport. You know, we hear that when they go to Syria, they burn those French passports. But that issue of dual citizenship is aimed at people who come from North Africa, those immigrants who are already, you know, pointed out as the possible culprit of terrorism. I mean, to me, it feels very symbolic in the wrong way.
Although, if it's aimed at people from North Africa, the fact is most of the attackers have been French, not either dual nationals nor coming from someplace else.
Absolutely. We do have a real problem in France with homegrown terror. And most of the people involved are French. But if they have a dual citizenship, it would be mostly from North Africa. I mean, really, to me, it's very, very wrong to change the Constitution under the pressure of terror.
Now, a number of these proposed changes, as I've just said, are in effect because of the state of emergency. Is there evidence that they have been effective?
It's very hard to demonstrate that certain tools used against terror have been effective. I mean, we do not count the attacks that could have occurred. So far, we hear that there have been over 3,000 police raids since the attacks in November, and that about 300 people are currently under house arrest. You know, is the proportion right? Are the people who are the subject of this police raid treated right when they have nothing to be guilty of? We are not sure about that.
Political analyst Nicole Baccaron joined us from Paris.